they uttered the rebuke, "Get ye down," they suspended it head first, like Harut. Harut was one of the angels.
Do you remember the Harut? Harut and Marut are two brothers, and they were angels. They were fantastic. They did one of your mistakes. What was that? Judge the other people. They looked down and they said to God, "These are stupid assholes. Look at them. What the hell they are doing? Let us go and show them how to be." Why? Because they didn't know the problem we have down here. So God told them, "Oh, if you want to go down there, I will give you the stuff that they have, which is their stomach and under it." They said, "Oh, it doesn't matter." They arrived here, their stomach went, la, 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 la. They got hungry. They tried to do this and that, nothing worked. So they sold the magic to buy some bread and feed themselves. Then they realized what they did. They went down in hell and they are down in the hell hiding, not to talk to God anymore. Forever they are down there. This is the story of these two magicians for this. Yes.
Harut was one of the angels of heaven. On account of a rebuke, he was suspended thus. He was head downwards because he remained far aloof from the head and made himself the head and advanced alone.
Okay, when I was explaining it, did you get it really? Angels sitting down there. Why these stupid angels? They believe in their thought. Why should they look down and judge the people? They could have asked that, why these people are like this? They didn't. Why? The ego, the Pharaoh, the arrogance in you, me, my judgment, my, that stuff is something that you should get rid of, and it's not easy to get rid of. To believe in the goodness and don't have any personal ideas even. Yes.
When the basket saw itself to be full of water, it behaved with independence and parted from the sea. Not a single drop of water remained inside it. The sea showed mercy and called it back.
You know the basket? The basket in your room is fine. It's the one with these simple vegetable stuff, right? You say, okay, you put it in the water. Yes, the basket is heavy, it's full of water. But when you take it up, there is no water in it. Because the basket is not the pot. That is the problem. The goodness is raining upon us day and night. But a lot of us will not absorb it because we are just like the basket. And we believe we are full of it. We know. Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
From the sea comes an uncaused, undeserved mercy in a blessed hour.
Yeah, this is something that you never think of, you don't believe in, and you don't highlight it like I do. Why? Because you didn't listen. It was not very interesting, was it? He was saying that, listen, I'm talking about the goodness which is dropping from the sky every single moment with no apparent reason and is keeping all of us alive. Have you ever thought about that? You always think about you and your environment and your problem and blah, blah, blah. Nonsense. Grow up. When you grow up, you will see that the kindness is here. Why are you here? Why? Do you remember? You are the winner of a very strange lotto, one from 500 millions of sperms. One of them were you. You just got lucky. But you always think about your unlucky moments and bad stuff is happening to me. Not the good stuff. The good stuff is raining down. If you understand it, yes.
For God's sake, frequent the seashore, though those who dwell on the seashore are pale, in order that the grace of a benefactor may come, and that thy pale face may be reddened by a jewel.
Whatever you do, no matter what, don't quit from approaching to ocean, to this vast ocean of knowledge. We start from droplets, and now we know that how extreme we could go with this knowledge. Pay attention to all of this. Yes, when you are at the seaside, you could miss some green stuff in some valleys, but everything depends on that water. Everything depends on knowledge. Yes.
Yellowness of face is the best of complexions, because it is in expectation of that meeting. But the redness on a face that is beaming appears because his soul is content. For hope makes him lean, pale, and wretched. He is not ill with bodily ailment. The reason of even Galen becomes distraught when he sees a pale face without any symptom of disease. When
I don't know if you're listening. I doubt it. Because he's talking about blah, 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 blah. No, he's talking about you. And he says, look around you. There are two different personalities. I told you, there is a personality who's forgetting the animal stuff and flies on the top. And there's the other one who is down there. And both are working together here. How does it happen? Simple. In you, there is a greed, right? That greed will not help you. If you become greedless, you have that spirituality, that will help you. You are healthier and you grow up better. He brings this simple, that example to say that, listen, you have the choice becoming spiritual or becoming the real animal, period. Yes.
For hope makes him lean, pale, and wretched. He is not ill with bodily ailment. I'm sorry. When thou hast fixed thy hope on the light of him, Mustafa says, his carnal self is abased.
This is it. When you did the good stuff that I'm telling you, Mustafa said that this fellow put it down his ego. It's about nafs, the ego. This is it. You have to push down your ego to lift up your spirit, period. You cannot be selfish and a spiritualist. No way, because they are the opposite. Yes?
The shadeless light is beautiful and lofty. The one enclosed in network is the shadow of a sieve. Do we have our translation?
We have it here.
The translation is simple. The lovers, they want their body to be naked.
Yes, okay.
because for them there is no difference between being naked or being dressed up. They are in another level. Yes.
Yeah, the translation we have is, the lover's desire a naked body. To the impotent, what difference is there between a body robed or naked?
Yeah.
The bread and dishes of food are for the fasters. For the horsefly, what difference is there between the soup and the trivet?
The guy is sitting down and wants to finish his fasting, so he's eating. There is a fly going around. For that fly, these beautiful dishes are going in that pot and leftover make no difference. This is what I'm talking about. You could be that fly. That fly is looking for food. Normal, right? These two fellows, they have fasted, and they prayed, and they did some stuff. Now they want to finish their fasting. This is not looking for food. This is another stuff. Yes, they are eating food, but there is difference between eating food and eating food. That little insect understands no difference. The animal doesn't understand the spirituality of someone who feasted. Someone who brings, imagine that, somebody who brings all the food and prepares the table and sits down and first says a prayer, then eats the food. Is this the way an animal eats the food? No. This is the difference that you should understand. You could be different with the animal, which is this one. Yes?
How the king requested I ask for the second time, saying, explain thy case and solve the difficulty felt by the incredulous and censorious.
Mm-hmm. You see, he goes back to the story that we were following, and now we are in a very lovely step for Ayaz to explain to you something, and it's not finished, don't worry. We go on and on and on. Yes.
For it is not generosity to leave them in perplexity. This topic is beyond limit and measure. Now, O Ayaz, tell of thy states. Thy states are from the mine of novelty. How shouldst thou be satisfied with these states? Ah, tell the story of those goodly states. Dust upon the states and lessons of the five and the six.
Ah, okay. What is it? Somebody said, listen, this talking about this doesn't have any limitation, and I don't know what to do. So let's go back. I explained that emotion, that feeling. Let's look for that emotion in Ayaz. Therefore, you, Mr. Ayaz, you come out and tell us about that passion in you. Forget about five and six. What is five and six? Five and six is the existence, scientific existence. First of all, the existence has six ways. Up and down, left and right, front and back. This is six, right? And the time plays with the five and blah, 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 blah. So in Rumi's time, we say, forget about five and six. Means, forget about knowledge, logic. Forget about that explanation, logical explanation. Let's go beyond all of that. Let's talk about the passion and hal. Do you remember the word hal? Without that, you don't understand Masnavi. Because he started to say, I'm going to explain to you our hal, which is our moment,